types of students among the Jack Cattle Closing Trip. Right now, I'm on Amtrak. I went to Chicago. And then I switched trains. Today's date is January 8th. The time now is 2:34. Right now, I'm sitting in my sleeper. The trains are full. The seats are up. I'm still very comfortable. I have a icy hot patch on my neck. I slept comfortably. I felt like I was being rocked to sleep. It's so nice. I put the pillow under my head and looked at the stars for a sleep. It's very peaceful. And then I woke up with a crimp in my neck. Looking at the houses, crops, loads of hay, wooden shacks. Landscape is very flat. I don't see any hills. Maybe I want to see a few little ones. Nothing. Imagine living here. What would you do? I guess maybe with like fine. The things going on. The train is going by or looking in the car. I don't even see people walking around. I just saw a car go by on the road that's parallel to the train. I haven't seen any people looking around for quite a while. I don't see any people just walking around outside. Even outside their houses. It's almost as if this is some type of ghost town. But I know there are people here. I'm just on a school bus. People look like nobody is on it. It looks like it's only like three clouds in the sky. There are very few days in the sky look like this in New York City. It's a very small. There's only a few trees. There are a lot of weeds, though. The train horn keeps blaring. Piles of rocks at the bottom. Nothing about this is dense. I was upstairs speaking with one of the students, Heidi, and she was saying that it's so funny how New York City is. I think she was talking about cities in general, but there's a lot of people living on top of a lot of people. It's very dense. And right now, we have all these landscape and it's no people. It's kind of ironic. Thank you. bigger states right now. I don't know. No people. Nobody wants to live out here, I guess. Over a city, probably. At least when you pass. Now we're passing houses, and the houses are a little closer. But they still look like one-story houses. They don't look like, oh no, there's a couple of two-story houses right there. Well, right now we're passing up the cemetery. It was very small, probably only looked like 100 tombstones. And a couple of trailer homes. You know, look at the map. I haven't seen any birds or. I haven't seen any birds at all. I haven't seen any planes flying over there. I just have to, like, really look. They probably are, but. Oh, there's flies here. Coming through the air, I'm sure. I haven't seen any people. Other than the people that are driving the cars that go by. It's weird. When you look at the window, if you look closer enough, you can see the reflection of on the other side of your door. And of course, the door. People are walking by, interrupting their thoughts. Everything I saw. There's still some more birds that are as well. Sign of life. Other than the buildings and the telephone poles and the farms. There's no people. There are the people. I guess maybe this is the highlight of the town. I'm trying to think of what would be the highlight of these neighborhoods. And I guess maybe like to see the truck go by. Or maybe that's a little egotistical. I don't know. I think that only the highlight of these people's lives is to see the train go by. I'm pretty sure that they live very peaceful lives. It's farmers and the children that go to school. And I wonder what they do for fun. I haven't seen any monkeys or anything. They have. What's funny right now is that I just saw a couple of houses that had swings and little playgrounds in the back of the houses. Little kids in the swings.